In Hopkinsville, one man's unique collection of circus memorabilia has turned into a city treasure. Rose Kristen Presson traveled there to find out how the Charles Jackson Circus Museum came to be.
The museum is located one block away from the train tracks where historically the circus would come into town. Walking in the front door of the Charles Jackson Circus Museum, the first thing you might notice is sawdust covering the floors. It doesn't have the stuffy stillness usually associated with museums. Every surface is covered in circus memorabilia of every color. It's hard to find one thing to focus on.
This is sort of a potpourri of his collection. And to our knowledge, this is certainly the only circus museum in the state of Kentucky and maybe in this entire region.
That's William Turner. He serves on the board of directors for the Christian County Historical Society, but he also knew Charles Jackson personally. Jackson played pipe organs at Turner's church for nearly 60 years. Turner says the museum opened August 11th, on what would have been Charles Jackson's 92nd birthday. Jackson passed away in the summer of 2010.
This is one of my favorite.
Janet Brevard is the interim director of the Penny Royal Area Museum.
Front cover of the New Yorker magazine.
She's shepherding me along a tour where we see things iconic to circuses, like a funhouse mirror.
Always guarantees a laugh. When you're in this building, you can tell when somebody has found the circus mirror, because you can hear the chuckles.
Or a drum that was salvaged when the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus caught fire in 1944.
A portion of that drum head, you can see the charred end.
But part of the museum is dedicated to Charles Jackson, too, including photos of him at circuses.
You can see by the smile on his face and the sparkle in his eye that he's one happy fellow.
And when Jackson went to the circus, says William Turner, it was more than just a show.
He was the kind of individual that when you went with him to the circus, and I did, he knew the people, and they knew him. And I remember once going with him to a circus, and the next thing you know, we were in the mess, eating dinner with all the circus crew.
Charles Jackson never worked in a circus. He was an insurance agent. He spent his entire life in Hopkinsville, save for a three-year stint in Washington, D.C., serving in the Army Air Corps during World War II. Eventually, during his lifetime, the circus trains ceased stopping in Hopkinsville. They just continued on to larger cities. Charles never lost that fascination with a big top, though. He would still stand at the train tracks and photograph the passing cars.
You see, Charles Jackson lived almost into his 91st year. And from the time he was a little boy, he was interested in circuses. So we can easily say over a span of 85 years, Charles Jackson was Mr. Circus in Hopkinsville.
Almost a year after Mr. Circus passed away, the Christian County Historical Society held a grand opening for the Charles Jackson Circus Museum. And Brevard says too many people showed up and the museum couldn't hold them all. Charles's wife, Mildred, was one of the many in attendance.
She was just astonished and rather amazed at the amount of the collection. Seeing it all out on display was just quite amazing to her.
The couple had kept the collection in a special room in their home for many years, but Turner says that Jackson would have been happy to see his possessions out for public viewing.
And if he were to walk in here today, I think he would look all around. And in his slow talking and in the accent it used, he would say, "Well, I'll be." And that would be it. But in saying, "I'll be," he expressed the heart and core of what life is like.
Turner goes on to say that that core is to collect and then to share, which could be in any form. Music, memories, pictures. And for Charles Jackson, it was his love of the big top. For WKMS News, I'm Rose Kristen Presson.